learning the Zecher Nishmas. Zecher Nishmas. There it is. Yitzhak bas Yaakov, Shmuel Zev ben Shimon David, Esther bas Avraham Mordechai, Edel bas Yaakov Shimshon, Shimon Levi ben Moshe Levi, and Golda bas Meir. Okay, we pick up on the bottom of Nun Vav Mem Beis, four lines up. Famous story. Unculus bar Clonicus. Unculus, son of Clonicus, bar Achse de Titus Hava. He was the nephew of Titus. Boy leigure, he wanted to convert. So Azal Aske la Titus Benegida. He summoned the spirit of Titus using the Ov method. Amarle, he questioned his deceased uncle, Man Chashev Bahu Amma, who is respected in the next world. Amarle Yisrael, so Titus said, the Bnei Yisrael are respected in the next world. So he asked him, Mahu Le Bukebu, can I join them? Amarle, so Titus answered, Milayu Nefishin. They have a lot of laws. You won't be able to maintain all of them. But he advised him, Zil Igri Behu, Behu Alma, antagonize them in this world, Behavis Resha, and then you'll become prominent in this world. The Chassidut says, Hayut Sarela Rosh, that the enemies of Klal Yisrael are referred to as having been appointed at the head, because Kol Meitzer LeYisrael Nasa Rosh, whoever antagonizes Klal Yisrael becomes a prominent person. So that was Titus's advice for Unculus in this world. Attack Bnei Yisrael, antagonize them, cause them distress, that will give you prominence at least in this world. Amalei, so Unculus questions Titus, Dina Zhu Gavra B'mai, and what is your fate in that world? Amalei, top of the Amud, B'mai de Pasek Anafshe, what I sentenced myself to, namely, Kol Yoma, each and every day, Machna Shile L'Kitme, they gather my ashes, v'dainle, they judge me, v'kalule, they burn me, v'mivduru, ashev yami, and they scatter the ashes over the seven seas. Because that's what happened to Titus. Also, aske le Bilam, benegida. So then Unculus summoned the soul of Bilam via Ov. Amale man chashavu ama, who is respected in the next world. Amale Yisrael, Bilam also said it's Bnei Yisrael. So Unculus asks Bilam, mahu le'edvukebuhu, Can I join together with them? So Amar Lei, so Bilam answered, Lo Sidro Shlomam Bitovasam Kol Hayamim. Don't inquire as to their welfare at all. In other words, he's advising not to in any which way seek to do good for Klal Yisrael. Amalei, so Unculus asks Bilam, Dina du Gabra Bamai, and what's your fate in that world? Amalei b'shichvas zera rosachas. He is being subjected to torture and boiling shichvas zera. Rashi says is mida k'neged mida because he was the one who counseled Balak to entice Bnei Yisrael to cause them to sin with znus. Rashi says it's perhaps mida k'neged mida because Bilam sinned with his own donkey. Either way, his fate was Shechvas Zera Rosachas. Also, Aske Benegida. So then, Unculus summoned up the soul of, now our Gersa is Leposha Yisrael. The older sensitive versions have Yeshu. He then summoned up Jesus. And Amarle, he asked him, Man Chashavu Amo, who is prominent in the next world? Amarle Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael are prominent in the next world. He asked him as well, Mahu Le Bukebuhu, can I join together with them? Amale, so Yeshu said to him, Tovasam drosh, seek out what's best for them. Ra'asam l'sidrosh, don't try to do evil to them. Kalam ageh behen, whoever touches them, kilam ageh b'bav asein, it's like you're touching your own eye. So he was the one of the three who counseled Unculus to do good to Klal Yisrael. Amale, Unculus asks him, Dina du gavra b'mai, what's your fate? Amale b'tzor rosachas. I'm subjected to torture in boiling tsoa, body waste. Dharma mar, because Chazal say, kol amalig al divrei chachamim, whoever mocks the words of Chazal, nidon b'tsoa rosachas, is subjected to boiling, bubbling tsoa. And then the Gemara concludes, Tochazi, come and see. And normally in Shas we have Toshma, come and hear. Here you have Tochazi, come and see. Ma beposha Yisrael, Nevi umasa olam. Look at the of Divad Azar. Look at the difference between Jewish sinners, namely Yeshu, and the Nevi umasa olam, Bilam, of Divad Azar. In other words, Bilam, even in the next world, when he sees, you know, what the truth is and how he is being punished, so he's still advising to not engage in any which way to the benefit of Klal Yisrael. Whereas Yeshu, although a sinner, machtes rabim, but he's Jewish, so he ultimately, in the next world, appreciates what the MS is and advised Enkelus accordingly. Okay? The Gemara then concludes, Tanya the Braisa says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Elazar says, Bo ure'e, come and see, that's the Hebrew equivalent of Tachazi, Kame gedola kocha shel busha. Look at how potently powerful embarrassment and humiliation is. Sharei siyeya kadosh baruch hu es bar kamsa, because God enabled Bar Kamsa, who had been publicly humiliated by the host of the meal, who kicked him out publicly, the hecher v'speso v'sarf hezechelo, in a way that resulted in the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and the Heichal. So this the Gemara attributes to the koach of Busha, how, because he was so humiliated publicly, Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to do that which resulted in destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Two dots. Right now, first back to the second, comment, statement we made earlier, previous dot. Atar Nagola, Batar Nagolsa, Char of Tormalka. That it was a chicken and rooster that caused the destruction of Tormalka, this very large, Jewishly populated place. Tahavanegi, their custom was, Kihavu Mafki Chasna Vakalasa, when they were escorted a Chasna Kala, Mafki Kamayo, Tarnagola, Batar Nagolsa. They would produce a chicken and a rooster. Why? Kolomer, is it to say, that you should be zochet to have many children like these chickens? Yomachad, on one occasion, they were doing that practice of theirs. And Havaka Chalif Gunda Deramai, there was a Roman legion group of soldiers passing by. They took that chicken and that rooster. And Naflu Alayu Machunu. So the Jews from that particular town attacked and beat these Roman soldiers. So Asu Amrule, the Caesar, they informed the Roman Caesar, Mordbach Yudor, that the Jews are rebelling against you. Asalayu, so he attacked them with his soldiers. Havabahu, there was among them Hu Bar Daroma, one Jew from the south. And Havakafetz Mila, he would leap a mill, the Kotabahu, and he was killing these Roman soldiers. So they were unable to overcome this, I guess, superbly talented warrior. Shaklai Kesel Tage, the Kesel takes his crown, Ose Ar puts on the ground. Amar, he said, Ribone do Alma Kule, Master of the World, Inichalach, if it is pleasing to you, Lutimstre Lehu Gava, don't give me over, Ludidei Ulamachuse, me and my empire, Beyod de Chad Gavra, just to one man. Don't allow me to be beaten by one person. Achle Pume Lubar Daroma. Bar Daroma made a terrible mistake. And V'amar, he said, Pasuk Atilim, Halo Atolahim Znachtanu, you God have abandoned us. V'lo Teitela Kim B'tzivoseni, you're not coming out with us with our armies. So Gemara says, why is that such a terrible mistake? David Nami Amar Hachay, David said it. And says, the Gemara, David Atmui Kametama. David was asking in astonishment, could it be that God you've abandoned us? Could it be that you're not going to escort us out with our armies? That can't be. Whereas this Bar Daroma was saying it as a matter of fact. And that was his sin. Now the Ben Yehoyada says that he was thinking this. He was thinking this. The Bar Daroma was thinking this. It's not his attitude here. And that's why he was punished. Whereas the Roman Caesar, like putting his crown on the ground and asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, he was showing some submission to Kadosh Baruch Hu and praying that he should not be defeated by this one individual. Yes, that's how Ben-Hoyod explains the distinction here between the Roman Caesar's actions and Bar-Daroma's actions, that he was thinking this attitude of, you know, God has abandoned us and we're doing this on our own. Now he says that although initially Bar-Daroma was thinking this, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted people to know this was his attitude, and therefore ultimately once the Kesar davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for assistance, at that point Bar-Daroma said it publicly, as initially his whole attitude was this approach of God has best left us and we're doing this on our own. But ultimately he said it up publicly so everyone should know that was why he was defeated ultimately. So the Gemara says what happened was the punishment, all of Esekise, Bar-Daroma went to the bathroom, to the outhouse. Asa Drakona Shamta le Karkishim enough nafshe. A snake came and pulled out his intestines and he died. Because that was what happened to him as his punishment. Ben Yehuda makes the association between the Nachash, speaking Lashon Hara, his manner of speech. Okay. Omar, to the Roman Caesar, said, Hol Besrachach Shanisa, Hazimna, because this miracle that happened to me, Yishavkinu, so I'll let them go this time. Shavkinu V'Azal, so he, in fact, turned around and left. Is Dakur the Achlu V'Shasu? So the Jews then in Tormalka celebrated food and drink, V'Avliku Shragi, they lit candles, Adis Chazi V'Liona the Gushpanka V'Rochuk Mila. It was so bright and illuminated that the image on a signet ring was noticeable from a mil of a distance away. Amar, so the Roman says instead, Mithra Kachar V'Yudas, they're mocking me. Hadar Aslah, he then came, turned around, and attacked them. Mashal explains that they were at fault. They should have given Shalach Vodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead, they started partying as if it was their celebration, and God wasn't part of it. And that's what then resulted in this onus that he then decided to come back against them. Okay. The Gemara continues. What happened with that massacre of Tormalka? So, Amr of Asi, plus Mea Alfe Shlifei Saifa Ailu Tormalka. 300,000 sword bearers attacked Tormalka. The Kotlu Ba Tlas Yomi Vitlas Alvasa. For 3 days, 3 nights, they were murdering Jews. Ubahachki Sehilule. On one side of the mountain, they were still celebrating. The Chindi, partying, celebrating. Lo Abiyadi Bahani, they were dancing. Lo Abiyadi Bahani Bahani. And they had no clue what was going on the other side of the mountain. Pasuk says in Echa, Bila Hashem Lochamel Es Kol Nos Yaakov, God devoured without compassion the homes of Yaakov. Yosef Ravin Am Rabbi Yochanan, and Ravin came. He said, "Bishem Rabbi Yochanan, Elu Shishim Riba Yaros." These are the 600,000 cities. Shahay Lolei Yana Melach Bahar Melach. Yana Melach had on Har Melach. Har Melach has Tormalka. So Am Rabbi Yehuda Rav Asi. Rav Asi says, "Shishim Riba Yaros. Hay Lolei Yana Melach Bahar Melach." There were 600,000 cities that Yana Melach had on Har Melach. And each one of the 600,000 cities was populated with as many Jews as there were who left Mitzrayim. With the exception of 3 cities where they actually had double the number of Jews who left Mitzrayim. What were these 3 cities that were the largest of the bunch? Elohein, these are they, Kfar Bish, Kfar Shechlaim, Kfar Techraya. What was notable about these 3 cities? Kfar Bish, Jaluyavi Bisa Laush Bisa. They wouldn't offer a guest any place to stay. Far Shechlaim, Shaisa Parnasasim and Shechlaim. They made their Parnasa from watercress. Far Dichraya, which means the males, Amr B'Yochanan, Shaina Shasein, Yoldus, Zacharim Tchila, Yoldus Nakeva Bachorna, Postcoast. Their wives had boys first, then a girl, then they would stop. This is the description of Tormalka of Haramalach.
It's got to be a big guzma, 600,000 cities.
Yes, correct, 100%. So the Gemara, in fact, says that. Amrullah, Didi Chazli, who Asra, well, the Gemara says it's Guzma. The Gemara does express I guess, a caution, so to speak. I saw that place. I feel the shisim mevusa kind of the machzik. It's not even large enough to stick for 600,000 reeds. So, I'm a tzaduki, a mechanina. So a certain tzaduki, such a mechanina. Shkurim shakri. So you guys are lying. Amalei. So he answered, no. Eretz tzviksiv. Eretz Yisrael is referred to as the land of the deer. Ma tzvi ze ein or machzik es besaro. A deer, once the hide is flayed off the body, so it shrivels, it shrinks, it doesn't any longer have the capacity to cover the flesh of the deer. So after Eretz Yisrael, it's manchi yoshim la ravcha. Eretz Yisrael too. When the Jews are there, it expands. There's plenty of room. It's manchi en yoshim la. When the Jews are not there, gamda. So the land shrivels, it shrinks. So the Gemara doesn't say that it was impossible. The Gemara says it might look to be too small to house so many Jews, but in fact, when the Jews were there, it was miraculously capable of housing them. Now, that doesn't mean it wasn't a guzma. 600,000 might have been a guzma, which was the exact number, but certainly was, nonetheless, a large, large, exceptionally large number of Jews who lived there, which the Gemara is saying did not look like it was possible, but the Gemara is asserting that, no, it was bizmano, the derech nes, possible to have that many people living there.
I was thinking just yesterday, I don't know why it popped into my mind, so, mm-hmm. Klal Yisrael, time of Mashiach. Everybody's going to come. Where are they? In those days, there was no apartment buildings, tall apartment buildings. You could build. Plenty of room.
Definitely room. Okay, it's Hashem. fine, Mark continues. Rav Manumei Bar Chilkia, Rav Chilkia Bar Tuvia, Rav Huna Bar Chia, Haba Yossi Gabi Hadadi. So these Amorim were staying together. Amri they said, Yikad Shmilei Milsa Mikfar Schanya Shal Mitzrayim. If anybody has any reports about Kfar Schanya of Mitzrayim, Lema say it. Pasachayim. And also one of them said, Amri said as follows, Maisa Baris Varis also, there was this couple that were already partially married through Erisin. Nishbu Levain of the Kochavim. They were taken captive by the Goyim. They see him Zelazet. They then married them off to one another. Nisuin. So Amalosha said to him, the Bakashimcha, I ask of you, Altigabi, don't touch me. Even though we're married, the problem is, Shainli Ksuba Mimich, I don't have a Ksuba. And you're not allowed to have be without a Ksuba. Velo Nagaba Adi Yomoso. And therefore he didn't touch her until the day he died. When he died, Amalaji said to him, Siftu Lazesh Pitbi Yitzro. Say a eulogy for him. He disciplined and ruled over his Yetzirah. Yosef mi Yosef, even more so than Yosef. Dibu bi Yosef lahava el chad hashaita. Yosef, when he was tempted by Eishes Potiphar, it was one moment. V'haikol yom v'yom, this is every single day. And he overcame his Yetzirah. Bili Yosef la b'chad amita. When it came to Yosef and Eishes Potiphar, they weren't in the same bed. V'hai b'chad amita. This man was my husband, so we were in the same bed. He still overcame his Yetzirah. Bili Yosef lav ishto. Yosef and Ishto's Potiphar wasn't his wife. V'ho this is his wife. He had all the more reason to justify it. So that was one maisa that illustrates the tremendous discipline and the greatness in a spiritual sense of the residents of this town, Kfar Schanya. Another story. Pasach Idach v'Amar, another Amar offered the following. Maisa v'Amdra bo'em mudios bedinar. One time, 40 mudios of grain cost one dinar. Nechse hashar, and then the grain became more expensive, mudia achas, by one mudio, meaning instead of buying 40 mudios with one dinar, you're only able to buy 39 mudios with one dinar. So the grain became a little bit more expensive. But that alone inspired them, they did some introspection, they discovered, Abu Bino Shabo'u al-Nara Masudim Kippurim, father's son, group that had beer with a Naam Rasa named Kippur. They took him to Beis Din, Saklam, they took him to Beis Din, had them executed, the Chazar, Hashalom Komo, and the price then was restored to its original state. Meaning, it was just this one Avera that had the impact on the price change, and they were so attuned to, I guess, Hashgacha, that, that one slight price change, they realized something's wrong, they took care of it, boom, 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 and right then and there went back to what it was before. They're living that kind of, the level of amunah hashgacha. That was the second maisa. Third maisa. Pasach idach v'amar. There's one man who wants to divorce his wife. But her ksuba was too expensive for him to afford. Maus, what did he do? Halach v'zimen es shoshvina. So he invited his friends, v'chilan v'hishkan. He gave them the food to drink and wine, food to eat, wine to drink. Shichron, he made them drunk. V'shkivan amita achas. He then put them on the same bed, which was his wife's bed. The heavy loaf and beitza v'itel b'nein. He then put the white of an egg on the bed between them, as if to frame them. Hemid lahan edim. He hired edim. The baal basin came to basin. And he accused them of having relations with his wife. He was trying to get rid of his wife without having to pay her. So Hayisham Zakim Echad Mitamid Shammai Zakim. There was one elderly man who was a Talmud of Shammai. Ubaf Ben Buta Shmuel. His name was Ubaf Ben Buta. Amalani, he said, Kach Mekublani Mishammai Zakim. Have a tradition from Shammai. Lo Ben Beitza. If it's in fact the white of the egg, so late Min Ha'or. Then when you hold it to the heat of the flame, it dries up and it crusts over. But when it comes to semen, so then it gets absorbed into the baguette when you hold it to the heat of the flame. They tested it. They found that he was right. It was not shechvazera. It was lov and beitza. They brought the base and they brought this guy the base in Helku. They lashed him higvuk subasam in menu, and they then collected the amount of her ksuba from him. So these three stories illustrate the quality of people that lived in Kfar Sechania.
Baba Ben Buta sounds very familiar.
Yes.
I can't remember where.
Baba Basra, first parak in the beginning, he was the one who advised Hordus after he had killed out all the Tanoim. He advised him to atone for his sins by renovating the Beis HaMikdash.
Ah.
Baba Ben Buta.
Okay.
Okay, so the Gemara says, obvious question. Well, if these residents of Kfar Sechania were so righteous, my time are anosh, so why then were they punished? And here comes the Musar. So Yosef said to Abaye, Mishum delo I abel al Yerushalayim. They didn't mourn Yerushalayim. So it says, Simchu es Yerushalayim v'gilu ba. Avel, rejoice with Yerushalayim, those who love Yerushalayim. Sisu ita masos kolamis ablim aleha. Rejoice with it, those who mourn over it. So they were so spiritually sensitive and advanced, but they didn't mourn properly for Yerushalayim. Asha suggests maybe it's because Yerushalayim in those days was superior to other places, and there was a lot of jealousy that others had toward Yerushalayim. But whatever the reason was, they were not properly mourning Yerushalayim, and that was why they were destroyed. They were punished for that sin.
The city was in Mitzrayim?
Sounds like that, right? Kfar Sechania, yeah, the Jewish community, Mitzrayim, yeah. Okay.
Another issue, what were they doing in Mitzrayim?
I mean, there were a lot of Jews, we know, because in Alexandria, a lot of Jews who, I guess, were in Mitzrayim for whatever reason. Okay, next. Two dots. Asaka derisbek charek betar. We said that because of the side of a wagon, betar was destroyed. What was that story? That says the Gemara. The havanahig, their custom was, kava misilad yinuka, when a baby boy was born, shasli arz, they would plant a cedar tree. In ukasa, when a baby girl was born, shasli turnis, they would plant a different type of tree, pine tree. You have a mincevi, when these children would reach the age at which they would get married, kaitzilu, they would chop down their tree. And they would make a chuppah out of their tree. So Yom Chad, one day, Habakachafa Barte, the Kesar, the Caesar's daughter was riding by, Itbarasaka the Rispek. So the side of her wagon broke. Katsu Azus, they chopped down a cedar tree, but Ayla, they fixed her wagon. But they took some boy's cedar tree. So also Nafalaya Mokhunu. So the locals beat them up. Also, Amr the Kesar, Mordabach Yudor, they informed the case that the Jews are rebelling. Asla, he then attacked them. Pasuk says, God the Bechariah, Kol Karim Yisrael, God in his anger chopped down the pride of Israel. I'm Reb Zera, I'm Reb Yevo, I'm Reb Yochanan. Elishmonim, Elef Karim Mohammed, the 80,000 horn blowers in battle. They were like division heads, so to speak, who would blow the horn to summon their soldiers to battle, says Rashi. Shnechus Lekach, Betar, Beshash Lachdu, they entered Betar at the time of the conquest. Hargaba Nashim and Nashim Batafti killed men, women, and children. And Ashalach Daman, Vinapal Yamagadal, so much so that the blood flowed into Yamagadal. Shemet Hamer, you'll say, Krovo Haisa, maybe they were close to Yamagadal. No, Rechoka Haisa, they were far from Yamagadal. A mil away. Tana Debaisa says, and Belazar Gadol, and Belazar Gadol says, Shnei Nechalam Yesh Bebikas Yadayim. There are two rivers in that valley. Achad Mosheich Eilach, one would flow this way. Ve'achad Mosheich Eilach, one would flow that way. V'shir Ruchachamim, Shnei Chalakim, Mayim Ve'achadam. And the Chamim approximated that these rivers were actually, at that point in time, because of the massacres in Beitar, each river was two parts water, one part blood. That much blood was flowing. Masisatana, in the Bryce that says, Sheva Shanim, for 7 years, Batsu of the Kachavim is Kameh and Midamash HaYisrael, below Zevel. The non-Jews were able to fertilize their vineyards with the blood of these victims in Beitar with no need for actual fertilizer. Amr b'cheba Oven, Amr b'shubel Naivi, Amr b'shubel ben Karcha, b'cheba Oven says the name Amr b'shubel ben Karcha. Sochli zakenecha mi anshi Yerushalayim, an elderly man from Yerushalayim told me, the Bikazu in this valley, Harik Nebuzaradan Rav Tabachim, this is where Nebuzaradan, who was the general of Nebuchadnezzar, the butcher, where he slaughtered Masayim v'achas Esrei Rebo, 210 times 10,000. So 2.1 million. He killed 211
2 million
times 10,000, which is 2.1 million.
2,110,000.
Okay, thank you. So, Uvi Shlaim, and Yerushalayim proper, Harakhtishim Abarivo, he killed 940,000. 11 Achas, it was all on one rock. Hachalach Daman, the knock of Daman Shazachariah. The blood flowed until it touched the blood of Zachariah. The blood of Zachariah was in the Azara, so there was so much blood that the blood flowed up the hill into Harabayas, into the Azara. Kai Mashnemar, as it says, Damin, Vidamin, Vidamin ago, blood touched blood. So Ashkeche, Vidamin Zachariah, he sees the blood of Zachariah. Dabakar Marasach Vesalik, it was bubbling nonstop. So Omar, he asked, my high, what is this? Amrle Dam Zachvachem Dishtapuch, it's the blood of sacrifices. I said, Damin Veloy Idmu. So he brought the blood of other animals, they saw it wasn't the same. Amrle says, said to them, Eon recently, if you tell me what this is from, fine. Milav, if not, I'm going to comb your flesh with iron combs. So Amalei, they said, my name, what should we tell you? Nevi'a Havaban, there was a prophet, Zachar ben Yehoyada. Dabakamochuklan, he was giving us Musar, Mil Dishmaya, about spiritual matters. Kamina Milave, we attacked him. Kalimli, we killed him. Vil Kamashonin, Delo Kanaif Dame, his blood hasn't stopped bubbling. It's been a number of years already. This was Zachar ben Yehoyada, who on the orders of King Yoash was murdered in the Azara when he gave the Musar. So Amar Lahus and Vuzratan says, Adam Afayas in the way. I'm going to put his blood to rest. Isis and Hedra Gedola, Sahedra Katana, Katil Lave, he murdered the members of the Sahedrin right where his blood was. Lonach, blood didn't stop boiling. Achurma Basulos, Katil Lave, Lonach, he murdered young men, young women, that didn't stop the blood from bubbling. Isis and Hedra Gedola, Katil Lave, Lonach, he brought children from Cheder, he killed them, that didn't stop the blood from bubbling. Amalei, he finally said, Zachariah, Zachariah, Tov Mishbehen, I bothered him. I killed the best of them. Nichlof Tevdin Lekulosh, I killed all of them. Amalei Hochem, when he said that, Nach, the blood stopped bubbling. So Bahishait, at that moment, Hera Tshuva B'dayte, he had thought of Tshuva. Amalei, he said, Uma in Al Nefesh Achas Kach, if this is all because of one person innocently killed, who gavah the kotikol hanish maslachas kama v'kama. So I myself, I've killed so many tens of thousands. I have so much more to worry about. Arak, Azal, he fled. Shadar, Shadar pratis abavese, he left behind a directive what to do with his properties. Igar, he converted. Tana the Baisa says, Naaman gertoshav haya. Naaman, this year in general, Batsiras, Elisha cured, became a Gertoshav, which means, says Rashi, he committed not to serve with his Zohar anymore. Vizuradin Ger Tzedek Haya, Vizuradin was a Ger Tzedek. He was a complete Ger. much like we saw by Neron Caesar, the Roman Nero that we mentioned in the previous daf, converted when all his arrows flew toward Yerushalayim. So Nebuzaradan also converted as well. I think Gemara adds, Mibnei Banav, Shal Haman, Lam de Torah b'Bnei Brak. There were descendants of even Haman, who converted and taught learned Torah b'Bnei Brak. Mibnei Banav, Shal Sisra, the general in the times of Dvora, his descendants, some of them, Lamdu Tinokos B'Yerushalayim, or they taught as children Yerushalayim. Mibnei Banav, Shal Sancheirev, Lamdu Torah b'Rabim. And among the descendants of Sancheirev, times of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, they taught Torah in public. Who are those? Shmaya Vavtayon. Haimdach said that's Pshat the Pasuk. Nasati as Dama Atzchiach Sela Levilti Hikasos. I put the blood on the smooth part of the rock. It shouldn't be absorbed, shouldn't be covered in the ground. A reference to his highest blood that was bubbling for years, never got absorbed into the ground. The Pasuk says, Hakol Kol Yaakov, Aydan de Esav, Hakol Za'adarianos Kesar. It's a reference to Hadrian. Shaharag, Alexandria, Shalmatraim, Shishim Ribo, Kiflaim Kis Mitzrayim. He murdered hundreds of thousands in Alexandria. Kol Yaakov, what does that refer to? Zasav Sinus Kesar, Shaharag Bekrach Betar, Abimel Shibo. That was Vespasian, killed in Beitar, hundreds of thousands. Armela Abbas Lafen Rebo, even more. Adam de Esav, Zumachos HaRashah, that's in Rome. Shachrivas Beitenu, Sarfas Echelenu, Iglisona Meiratzenu. Destroyed our home, burned our Hechel, and exiled us. Tarvachna de Pshat, Hakoko Yaakov means, Ein Lecha Tfilo Shemuelas, She'ein Ba Mizar Shal Yaakov. Whenever there's an effective prayer, it's because there was a descendant of Yaakov involved in praying. Adam de Esav, Ein Lecha Melchama Shenatzachas, She'ein Ba Mizar Shal Esav. Whenever there's a victorious battle, so one of Esav's descendants is involved. Hans Abelazar, so Abelazar says, meaning in reference to what we said before, that Lashon Hara brought about the Churban Bayis, that's what Abelazar meant when he said, B'shot Lashon Techave, that when the tongue abounds, you are concealed. The Pasuk says with regard to God. B'chechure Lashon Techave, when there is fighting of the tongue, so then you, God, conceal yourself. Next story. Or drasha first. Omer v'nei Merab. Ma'adach siv al na'ar shbavel, shom yishav negam v'china v'zachayin Tzion, as pshat in the Pasuk. By the rivers of Bavel we sat and cried as we remembered Tzion. Malam esher e'akadosh b'chol David churban bayis rishon churban bayis sheni. God showed David the future of churban bayis rishon and churban bayis sheni. Churban bayis rishon sh'nema al na'ar shbavel, shom yishav negam v'china. So that's first Bais HaMikdash. Bais Sheni Dechsev, Zuchar Hashem Lefnei Edom, Yisrael Mishalayim. Rome, Edom. Omrim, Oru, Oru, Ayla Sedba. They called out to destroy the foundations of Yerushalayim. That's Bais Sheni. Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav Shmuel. V'ten Rav Ami, V'om Rav Masnis Tana. Famous story. Maisa B'dala Mel Siladim. 400 boys, Yiladus and girls. Shnish B'lokalim, who were taken captive by the Romans, and they were going to be used for sexual slavery. So, they had a sense as to what they were wanted for. And Amr, they said, they asked, if we drown in the sea, will we zochet olam haba or not? So the oldest one among them interpreted the following pasuk. God says, I will bring them back from Bashan and from the depths of the sea. Mi Bashan Ashiv, the word Bashan is Shane. Mi Bain Shinayim, Bain Shine Aryeh. I will bring back from the teeth of the lion. And Ashiv Mimsilosiyam means Elu Shetovin Biyam. Those that die in the depths of the sea will be brought back as well. So Kevin Shishami Lodos Kach, when the girls heard this, Kafsu Kula and Benafel Sachem, they drowned themselves overboard. Nasi Ladim Kavachomer Batsman, so the boys then made the following logical conclusion. The Omer, they said, when it comes to girls, it's not so uncommon that they're used for sexual servitude, taken as wives by force. So that if it's not so uncommon, and yet they drown themselves so as not to submit to that. So again, mahalolo shadarkan lakach kach, onish ein darkan lakach, alachas kam v'kamo. So we certainly, for us, it's even more of a humiliation to be pressed into sexual servitude. So we certainly should drown ourselves rather than submit to that kind of fate. Afem kafsu sochiyam, they jumped overboard to the sea. Alem kafsu omer, pasuk says, kelecha, horagnu, kolayom, nachshavnu, kensotevcha. That for you, God, we have been killed all throughout the day. We have been viewed as sheep for the slaughter by our enemies. So Tosis famously asks, well, how are they allowed to commit suicide? After all, B'chnei ben Trajan, who was being burned alive by the Romans, refused to hasten his death because, let God take my life, I don't want to be party to that. So Tosis asks that here, they were allowed to commit suicide because they faced a life of torture. And rather than to submit to a life of torture, they therefore were justified in their taking of their own life. Rav Yehuda says, this pasuk of Alecha Ragnu Kol Hayom refers to the following, Zu'isha v'shivu b'nav, first to a woman and her seven sons. What was that famous story? Asuhu kama l'kame dekesa. They brought the oldest of the sons to the Roman Caesar. Amr Leida said to him, Plach Levar Eskucham, worship of Arazara. Amr Lehu, no, Kasa Batara, Noch Hashem Alkecha. Safku V'katlu, they killed him. Asu Leida, took son number two, the Kameh to the Roman Caesar, the Kesar. Amr Leida, Plach Levar Eskucham, worship of Arazara. Amr Lehu, Kasa Batara, Lo Yiluch Alem Acherim, Alpanai, absolutely not. Afku V'katlu, they took him out and killed him too. Asu Leida, they brought the third one in. Amr Leida, Plach Levar Eskucham, worship of Arazara. Amr Lehu, Kasa Batara, Zoveh Ulehim Yacharam. Another pasuk. No, you can't make foreign sacrifices. Afku v'katlu, they killed him as well. Asu lidach, they brought him a foreign. Amr lehu plach levar eskuchavim, serve avodah zarah. Amr lehu kasa b'tar, listen shtach v'la acher. Don't bow to any other god.
So afku v'katlu. Sounds like what we learned for Hanukkah, the woman whose
son. Similar to the story of Chana b'shev b'nel. Yeah, but this is not the Greeks, but this is the Romans. And we're not identifying her as Chana, but similar story, correct. So, Asu Afku V'Katlu, they killed number four as well. Asu Lidach, number five in. Omer said to him, Plachon Vadis Kham, worship of Arazara. Omer Lehu, Kasa Batarsh, my soul, Shem Lekenosh, Shem Echad. No, absolutely not. Afku V'Katlu, they killed him. Asu Lidach, they brought in number six. Amr Lehi, Plach Levar Eskuchavim, worship of Hanazar. Amr Lehu, Kasa Batar, Vedat Hayom, Meshe Bosa, Elo Bavachak, Hashem, Olokim, Bashmai, Mel, Vash, Matach HaSenod. There's only God, no one else. Afku V'Katlu, they killed him. Asu Le'idach, they brought in number seven. And Amr Lehi said to him, Plach Levar Eskuchavim, worship of Hanazar. Amr Lehu, Kasa Batar, Hashem HaMarta, you have set God aside. Hashem Hemerach Hayom, God has set you aside. Meaning, Kvarnish Banu, Vatavish Baruch Hu, She'en Anu Ma'avir Oso, Be'al Acher. We swore to God that we're not going to trade him in for any other God. Ba'afunish Balanu, he swore to us, She'en Ma'avir Osanu, Ma'acheres, he's not going to trade us in for any other nation. And therefore, absolutely not. So now, finally, Amalei Kesar, the Caesar gets involved himself, son number seven. He says, here's what I'll do. Ishtaloch Gushbanka, I'll throw my ring on the floor. Pick it up from me. People should think that you listen to the king. Amalei, so this son said back to the Caesar, Chaval alacha kesar, chaval alacha kesar. How tragic. In other words, you're so pathetic. You're so worried about your own honor. How much more so, I should be worried about God's honor. So Afkul Miktzle took him out to kill him. Amr Lehu Eme, his mother said, Yahavuhu Nihali, give him to me. The Inshike porcelain, let me kiss him just a little bit. Amr Lehu said to him, Banai, my sons, Lehu Ve'imrilov, Avram Avichem, go and tell Avram, your father. Atal Karatam is Be'ach Achad, She made one sacrifice, I made seven. Afi also died by Nafla Mesa. She went to the roof, fell off, and died. Yotze Baskal v'Amra, Eim Halanim Smecha. Baskal came out and declared, mother of children, rejoice. And the Marsha suggested that there were seven different psukim that each quoted. Each one had their own pasuk. He suggests that they were each killed on a different day of the week, and each pasuk is associated in a certain way with that particular day of the week that they were quoting. This was the story of the mother and the seven sons. Okay, so we'll conclude here. Take a prayer to Hashem tomorrow. And just again, I'm going to be away over the weekend, so I'll not be giving daf on Friday nor Sunday.